Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, DRA, HA, PA, DBA, or any of them, their guys. Oh, what was the other one? Auctions Anonymous.
It's not DBA, it's BDA.
Oh, BDA. Deep Boring Anonymous. That's for people that are really bad speakers.
What, BDA?
No, Deep Boring Anonymous, DBA, yeah.
That was Doing Business As.
Okay. Anyway, we don't speak for any of them there, guys. Mark got his lighter going quite well now. As he almost took off the side of his arm.
Almost had a Fu Man. Chew was almost gone.
Yeah, Chew was almost history. By the way, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark M.
Oh, God.
Oh. Whatever.
People still don't know what that is.
Shelley's.
It's okay, because it's not really that exciting. What's going on today? It's football season.
Football has arrived.
Mark, who's going to be the team to watch this year? Because I know you're up on it.
Road to the Super Bowl goes through Philadelphia.
You think so?
Yep.
It's going to be Philly all the way?
They're going to be tough.
Is it the kind of thing you would have gone and dropped $10 on in Vegas? Picking it at the beginning of the season all the way through to the end?
Well,
what are the odds on that?
I don't know. But
the odds are probably better on...
I've made the statement in August and not in January like most people do.
Well, and the thing is, the odds are probably more even on Philadelphia than, say, the Cowboys.
Or the Titans.
I have a friend who's a huge Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
I see this image on Facebook the other day. It says, oh, my God, my broken vacuum, I put a Cowboy sticker on it, and it sucks again.
I saw one that took a shot at Raider fans. Had four naked guys laying on their sides back to back to back to back. It said, must be football season. Raider fans are tailgating again.
Ow.
Yeah, it's on out there now.
Hey, why do our neighbors have bitchin' brand new cans and we don't?
Because I moved into this house in 1995 and we have the same garbage cans that we had when we first moved in.
Those are Studley garbage cans.
Wow.
If you think about it, whatever company was making those, it's Studley. Probably lasts longer than those ones.
They're probably 133 in dog years.
Yeah. We've got some really old garbage cans.
200 years old in trash can years.
So, Shelley, are we going to... Are we going to imbibe coffee at Cafe X2O in Glendora? I'm giving them a shout out.
Yes, give them a shout out. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how tired I am. Because
I even run into you guys there when we're not out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the new place. Nothing against Starbucks.
Yeah, I've got everything.
I still love me
Starbucks.
Some Starbucks when there's one in the area. But
you know what I'm really glad of?
Other one's better for hanging.
What?
That you can hear an entire fifth step with one hookah.
You can. Yeah, actually, it was funny. Mark was doing a fifth step with a sponsee. I knew they were doing it. They were way down at the other end where no one was at. And when we were getting ready to leave, I walked up behind him, and I was standing there. I said, Mark, that's it. I don't have any more record space. And I walked out from around. This guy's like, what? What?
What?
And Mark's like, I wouldn't let him do that. I'm like, oh, no, he wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah, I would tell you eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Shelley.
What?
I was trying to imbibe some conversation from you when I asked you about X2O.
Well, I don't know yet.
I'm sure you guys are going to be at X2O later.
I don't know. She's not feeling well, though, she doesn't have to work tomorrow. But
I know, but my get-up-and-go is draining.
Your get-up-and-go got up and went. Well,
Yeah.
Then I guess it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
We're back.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. You want to step over?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
See, I figured if I couldn't get her to talk about anything else, I could say boozy news.
And that gets her going.
Well, she pretty much has to.
I don't really have a choice. Okay. Let me check what story we're on. Okay. Now we've got to do the other half of the shout-outs here. So the other half of the shout-outs for this recording session.
Stopped off with John Stranger or something.
No, no, no. We stopped with Bill, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it goes, the next ones are Joe, Randy, Mayos, Katie, Nora, Wayne, Nancy, Fran, Phil, both of them, Misty, Lori, Faith, Jack, James, Carol, Hoke, Tom, Ron, Elizabeth, and Pavateran.
All right. Shout out.
Okay. The guy from Ghana's ripping. We've been getting about 5 downloads a day. He might have turned on 4 more people.
Ooh. We're growing.
You know what's really strange?
We're
Ghana
huge.
Downloads more than a lot of countries do right
now. We're big in Ghana.
Because we're heard in like 122 countries or something. And some of them, like, we don't get a lot from Venezuela. So Ghana's kicking Venezuela's ass.
Are you telling me?
You recovered well
World Cup champions? Or no, it was Germany.
Germany.
Oh, no, no, they're not beating Germany.
Are you telling me that we are contaminating most of the planet?
A large percent. You know where we never have gotten a download from, though?
Where?
Greenland.
Why would you?
There's like 5
or
people
Iceland.
There.
Iceland.
There's 2 people
there.
Yeah, but
there. Greenland's mentioned in the big book.
Okay.
It says that you might run into an you might be an alcoholic with only this book in your hand, but you may run into the Eskimo that tries to get you to drink. Something like that.
I think you got the story back asswards, number one. Number two, that story to this day baffles me because people call, well, so-and-so is my Eskimo, like it was a wonderful person. I don't get it. Because of this book, it specifically says the Eskimo brings you a bottle of booze.
Yeah. Well, what I think
I thought the St. Bernard brought you a bottle
of
booze.
I think it's funny. He brings you a bottle of booze in Greenland, where I'm not positive, but I don't think there's any Eskimos in Greenland.
I thought it was the polar ice caps.
Well, I know in Alaska's got a lot of Eskimos.
Well, anyway, let's get to the news now.
Okay.
We've lost it. We haven't even started the news. And we've already
lost
it.
We've already gone sideways.
It's okay.
Oh, yes. This story is from Fran.
Fantastic.
And this happened in the UK.
Uck.
43-year-old Rob Fielding. There was a moth buzzing around his face, and it was bugging him, so he started swatting at it. Managed to swat it right into his ear canal. Now,
did it lay eggs?
No.
That's a...
Call me crazy, but if something was stuck in my ear that was buzzing around in my head, I would go to urgent care or whatever and have them remove it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He didn't, did he?
No, he said, I figured it would fly out on its own. So he stayed like that for days.
He was probably injured.
3 days, the thing was still alive.
That would drive you insane.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? They only buzz when their wings go, and it's probably not flapping its wings inside.
It's trying to, though.
It's trying to. That was where the buzzing noise was coming from, in his head.
I just got done with a bunch of ear stuff. I can't imagine.
I have the echo, you know, the hyperacusis, and if I get the echo, it hasn't been too bad lately, actually, but if I get the echo, it drives me absolutely insane. I can't imagine having an actual insect in my ear for 3 days.
So, pray tell, what
So, anyway,
happened?
He finally said, well, I guess it's not going to get out on its own, and he went in. It took them 90 minutes to get the thing out of his ear. It was wedged down in there so well.
Well, it was trying to get out the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I know when they decided at the end they were going to get a little extra wax out of my ear using this utensil, it really hurts when it's right next to your eardrum.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having an insect pushing against your eardrum like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, they finally got the thing out. Now, regrettably, the moth perished in the removal attempt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, PETA has to be up in arms.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Gloria Allred's taking the case.
Well, then they're sure to lose.
The moth's family.
The thing that cracks me up about the story is that the family decided to keep the moth as a souvenir. They now have it in pride of place on the fireplace mantle.
how special is that?
And the kids
right next to his seventh place Little League trophy.
Yeah, the kids think it's awesome, and they introduce the dead moth to their friends as their new pet. Katie, what's going on in the UK? Is there some in the water?
No. Let me tell you something. When I had this wax in my ear, could not get it out. They tried flushing it. They did all this stuff. I had to go to urgent care twice, and finally they got it out. But this piece of wax came out of my ear. It wasn't like a marble, but if you thought of a really big pea, bigger than that. Huh. And every guy I told, Mark and William, and all they're like, well, you kept it, right? And I'm like, why would I keep a piece of earwax? They're like, that'd be awesome to have. I'm like, they need to move to the UK.
Yeah.
Apparently. That seems to be it.
Clearly. Phil K. sent this story in.
Phil.
A 21-year-old Fashion Institute of Technology student.
Fashion Institute of Technology?
Yeah, I don't get that either. That seems kind of like an oxymoron, but okay. The student was flying from Trinidad and Tobago into John F. Kennedy Airport. When she got to her hotel, she found four packages of cocaine in her suitcase.
Oh.
She immediately, I'm doing that with a little finger quotes,
sold them,
called the police and handed over the four packages.
I'm
wondering if there used to be five, but she handed over four.
So they say.
Port Authority officials say that drug smugglers could have placed them in her bag
at the airport
in transit somewhere without her knowing in order to get them through.
Yeah.
However,
so
the police
come knocking at her door.
Yeah, basically. She's at a hotel. She's a visitor. But the police said they are not ruling out involvement on the student's part.
Well, why would she turn them in?
That's what I was. She'd gotten away with it. She was in her hotel.
Yeah.
Now, here's the
that
thing
doesn't make
that,
any sense.
Here's the thing that I wonder. NSA, what the fuck? Or not NSA, TSA, what the fuck? I mean,
are you kidding me?
Don't they have drug sniffing dogs and bomb sniffing dogs and all this? So someone can just send through four packages of cocaine, like no
yes, it
worries.
Was four packages valued at $150,000.
Yeah, so they're good size packages. Good size.
Yeah, but
probably like an ounce or more.
You haven't seen all the stories about the crap that gets past the TSA because they're too busy snooping through our luggage to steal crap to be able to actually catch anyone trying
they're
to get weapons onto the
at
plane.
X-ray things to check out women's forms.
Yeah, that's true. This is why I don't fly. okie dokie.
Not the fact we have no money and nowhere to go.
Oh, there's that.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure if her mom coughed up tickets, she would be in Cincinnati in a second.
You know, there's always Amtrak.
That's a long
Amtrak
trip.
I know, but I've never taken a train trip like that. That might be fun.
You'll do it.
It's not.
Once. No, actually, if you're going to I'll tell you what's a great train trip up the west coast of California. It's called the Coast Starlight. Runs right along the ocean for a significant period of time. All the way up to San Francisco.
The Surfliner.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, this next story is also from Phil K.
Philky.
And this one I thought was interesting. Literally thousands of drivers in New Jersey. August, what was the date? August 10th was when this happened. There are American Traffic Solutions is a company that does those little picture camera things at the intersections to catch people running red lights and stuff.
Yes, my son-in-law just got one in my truck. They sent the ticket to me.
You might want to tell him to go to court on that one.
You don't have to do that. Just make a picture of your driver's license and send a letter back saying, that's not me.
That's clearly not me.
That's all you have to do.
At any rate, 17,000 people on August 10th were sent citations from American Traffic Solutions because the red light cameras all over New Jersey went bonkers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, undoubtedly, some of them probably did run red lights, but the fact is that the cameras weren't functioning properly.
Right.
So a judge, Winnie Comfort, who was a spokesman for the state.
Winnie.
Said.
Winifred.
Yes. The judiciary then sent a letter to the courts in the towns affected, and all of those cases are going to be thrown out. So 17,000 cases gone. Lucky them. Bam.
Because
the ones who just mail in the money.
Yeah.
The one that he got came with four pictures. Uh-huh. One, clearly of his face. Clearly of his face.
Uh-huh.
Two, clearly the license plate.
Uh-huh.
Three, clearly the truck at the beginning on this side of the, on the primary side of the lines. Uh-huh. And then a sign of the a picture of the truck in the middle of the intersection with the light clearly red.
Mm-hmm.
It would be that. That's a difficult one.
Doesn't matter.
Yes. However, American Traffic Solutions operates about half of Jersey's cameras. There's another company
that runs the other half.
That runs the other half. That got the contract for the other half. And now I'm trying to see what the name of it. It's driving me crazy. It's like, oh, Redflex is the name of the other company. However, we just got news that the CEO of Redflex, that runs the other half of the cameras in New Jersey, is going to be indicted on fraud charges.
Oh, good.
Fraud and racketeering and whatever else they can stick to him, because he is offering bribes to various officials in most states where they have red light cameras.
Mm-hmm. We have to see who does the ones in Covina.
To get the contracts. He's bribing. Because that's how American Traffic Solutions lost half their contract in New Jersey, was this guy bribed one of the former employees of American Traffic Solutions, who wants to remain anonymous, left the company and blew the whistle on their practices.
Is this court case been settled?
No, it's just happening now. August 13th was when this blew up.
To the fans. Although Shelley is saying that he bribed all these people, the jury is out.
Okay.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just saying they're a whistleblower.
Miss, I love the Constitution.
At any rate, the state of, the Attorney General for New Jersey is going to be investigating, and these allegations. Fran sent this next story in. From
number one, Fran.
From Edgewater,
Florida.
26-year-old mother, Brianna Buchanan, and her son had been living with her boyfriend's brother. Not her boyfriend, but her boyfriend's brother.
Hmm.
He's a close family friend. Her son, her 7-year-old son, actually calls the guy uncle. The son, because the boy doesn't have a father in the picture, and this guy has kind of taken on the father role and, right, you know, takes him to Little League and all that crap. Noticed that the boy was getting edgy and irritable lately, didn't know what was going on. Finally, the 7-year-old told Uncle Peter that his mom was doing something bad.
Uh-oh.
So the kid got up enough courage and said, just come here and I'll show you. There's some bad stuff in my mom's car. They popped the trunk. She's got a meth lab in the trunk of her car. And she's been driving her kid around in that car.
Wow.
That's bad.
Uncle Peter flipped his lid, immediately called the police, and removed the kid from... They didn't even put the lid down on the car because there's like 4 shake and bake labs going in the trunk.
Yeah.
Immediately got the kid away from the scene. Now, he's not a blood relative, so Child Protective had to take the kid to his grandmother's, where he's already been enrolled in school. Apparently, his mother didn't even enroll him in school last year.
Wow.
And he's a 7-year-old, so he's now going to be a year behind all his peers. Wow. You know what? I'm sorry. She's a waste of water.
Yeah.
That's just, I know that we do some nefarious crap, but that's just, and you know what? Kudos to the kid, though, for having the courage to recognize that his mom was doing something wrong.
Yes.
That may be her bottom. He may have saved her life.
Was he edgy because he'd been dipping in his stash?
No, he knew it was bad. He was irritable because he knew there was something wrong. He just didn't have the words to describe it or explain it.
Wow.
You know? So, I mean, to be honest, honestly, he may have saved his mom's life.
Yeah. She'll have lots of safe time in prison.
Oh, yeah. She's, they're actually, instead
Orange
of...
is the New Black.
Instead of...
Orange is the new orange.
Because there are several charges, things they could charge her with, but the heaviest penalty comes with trafficking, so that's what they're charging her with. It's a federal crime.
More than manufacturing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ain't that a bitch? To traffic it has got more of a crime than producing it.
Because you can manufacture a tiny bit for yourself and not be trafficking it.
Yeah.
That's why they're two different...
You'd think they'd...
penalties.
Charge her with both.
Oh, they may be, but they're also going to charge her with the harshest.
And then on the top of it, because, you know, like
and child endangerment
in a car chase, you know, you get a guy and he's getting pulled over for speeding, then he decides to go for it. Next thing you know, he's got 7 red lights, you know, 12, you know, reckless drivings, mm-hmm. you know, 4 hit and runs.
Yeah.
And his
Yeah, they just get out the tape and a scorecard and start adding
it up. His $250 yeah. traffic ticket became, you know, $187,000.
Yeah. And a strike.
And then lawyer's fees added on. The next one, this guy, I love this guy. He's 94 years old. His name is Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller, we found
him.
We found him. This happened in Albuquerque.
Barry Manilow.
Uh-oh.
Hello, that's American Bandstand. What the heck are you... No. No. Da, 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 da. Or is that Tommy Dorsey?
I don't know.
Okay, I got one for sure. This is Glenn Miller. K-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Well, I feel really bad because I should know. I have Glenn Miller songs on my on my MP3 list.
The style.
Swing, swing, swing.
That's Benny Goodman.
Chattanooga.
Yeah. Oh, but the one, no, the Glenn Miller one.
Pardon me, boy.
Is this the Chattanooga?
That might be Glenn Miller.
Oh, no, Pennsylvania. 6,
no, that's not. No, that's definitely Dorsey Brothers.
Now I'm feeling.
Meanwhile,
bad.
Back to the news.
Yeah, okay, let's get back to the news. I'll think of the song.
We can get, but when it's a Shelley Day, we can get her to go dead sideways just with like one little
one comment.
Yep. Blame it on the Musinex.
Did you read that book the other day?
20 minutes later, I'm going to come up with the name of the song, and I'm going to be like, in the mood.
Yeah,
that's Glenn Miller.
Okay,
I got it. Anyway, so 94-year-old Glenn Miller, who lives in Albuquerque, about 2:15 in the morning, he's asleep. The door on his bedroom opens up, the light comes on, and there's a guy standing there waving a gun at him.
Drunk guy.
No, he wasn't drunk. He's laughing about it now. He says, I could laugh about it now because it was just a very strange evening. The robber was Rudolf Chavez. So he's got the gun pointed at the guy. He picks up Glenn's wallet, took $200 cash out of it, took a couple of the credit cards. He took the guy's TV and some other electronic stuff. He said, I'm going to borrow your car, sir.
I'm going to borrow your car, sir.
He put it all in a big pile, and then he said, do you mind if I take a shower?
Yeah, go in there right now.
So the guy at gunpoint makes Glenn stand in the bathroom there while he's taking a shower and kept poking his head around the curtain every 15 seconds to make sure he was still standing there. And they talked a lot. He said he was using a lot of banned language, and I said, you shouldn't be doing that. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. And then he didn't cuss anymore.
What a considerate thief.
Yes, it was just very weird. He didn't actually feel like he was in imminent peril at any time. It was just a very strange thing. So finally, the guy, after he took a shower, he took money, credit cards, the TV, electronics, and a package of light bulbs and some laundry detergent.
Now, that's the capper right there.
The light bulbs in the wall. Oh, no, it gets better.
Was he wearing a pirate outfit?
No, but it gets better. So he says, I'm going to borrow your car. He waves Glenn out to the door between the house and the garage. You know, it's an automatic garage door. Glenn opens the door for him. He goes out with a swag and a big bag. Glenn slams the door shut, locks it, and calls 911. Because the guy's now trapped in the garage.
Nice.
Whoops. But at least the guy was clean for his perp walk.
I just love the sang-froid of the guy. It's like, oh, well, we're just going to have a little chat. Fran said this next one in from St. Petersburg.
Florida.
Thank you.
Oh. Florida.
Jeffrey Paul McKenna.
Three names.
He was 34 years old. Was arrested. He was seen acting the part of the Peeping Tom all up and down 3rd Avenue North in St. Petersburg. When officers arrived, he didn't try to run or anything. He told the cops he was looking for Tony, and he wanted the backup officer to come with him and have a smoke, and they would come back in 20 minutes and find Tony. The officers, realizing that there was something not quite right with Jeffrey, decided to hook him up, whereupon he leapt away and started a fist fight with a fire hydrant.
Who won?
It says, the report does, it's literally says here, the report does not indicate if McKenna or the fire hydrant landed any blows.
Fire hydrant won, I'll bet. It was still standing at the end.
Yes.
It's hard to knock out a fire hydrant.
I'm thinking angel dust.
Something interesting.
Or acid, or shrooms. Something psychedelic.
Now, Bill sent this story in because there's not enough hard-hitting news. You know, Los Angeles has been captivated by this story for the last week. This is important crap.
The fact that you call it crap lets me know it's not.
We all need to pay homage to the 60-foot-tall rubber duck that sailed into the port of Los Angeles on Wednesday.
Was Dr. Evil in it?
Europe as well.
Yes.
At one point?
It follows the rubber duck. It was made by a Dutch artist, Florentijn Hoffman.
And it looks like one of those rubber ducks.
Yeah, rubber ducky. Yes. Yeah, that one. Rubber ducky, I am awfully fond of you.
I have never heard that.
You've never heard the song? It was on Sesame Street. Ernie used to sing it.
I've never watched Sesame
Street. Rubber ducky,
Street.
You're the one. You make that time lots of fun.
Rubber ducky, I am awfully
fond of you. I never watched Sesame Street.
That's
why I was so backwards growing up, I guess.
I guess
so. That explains a lot about you.
I did see the one where Kermit and Big Bird were smoking weed, though.
Kermit.
Go ahead.
Today's letter is 5.
Kermit, 5's not a letter.
No, it's the number of joints I smoked.
I just think that, you know, with all of the... You know, not so important news like, you know, earthquakes and Ebola and ISIS and all the other crap going on in the world. We really need to be focused on this rubber duck.
It's refreshing.
Get to the chopper.
And this one was kind of sad. Oh, wow, I'm really past time.
I was going to say, how long are we going for here?
Well, I have so much news. We'll have to save some for next time.
Okay.
This last one, though, this was kind of sad, but I'm glad that we will have the opportunity to say this man's name on the air for posterity. Irony Kumana. He's a Solomon Islander. He was the man that was credited with saving the lives of the crew of the PT-109 when it was torpedoed by the Japanese. And he has passed away at the age of 93. Thank you, Mr. Kumana. Yes.
You're looking like you don't know what that is.
I know what that is.
Oh, okay.
I was singing the words in my head.
There's words? I didn't know there was words. I've only heard it played on bugles.
You didn't know there were words to taps?
No.
Day is done, gone the sun, from the hills, from the lakes, from the skies. All is well, safely rest, God is nigh.
I did not know that. I've only heard it played on bugles.
Then clearly, Boy Scouts are inferior to Girl Scouts, because we had to learn that in Girl Scouts.
Really?
Yes.
Why? In case one of the other Girl Scouts is killed in a s'mores accident.
She was attacked by the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Napalmed by hot marshmallow.
That, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We are back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shelley. You know, your dreams were your ticket out.
Well, I'm still stuck here, so apparently they weren't.
So what are we talking about?
I don't know.
It's your topic.
Oh,
you got it.
Oh, that's right, my topic.
You got it
actually,
from someone.
Actually, it was Nora's topic.
What's Nora talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, who is Nora, by the way?
She's a listener, a friend.
Okay.
What's Nora want us to talk about?
Actually, I may have to edit that part out because I didn't ask her if she wanted her name associated with the story, but can you flag this in
There's
the thing?
There's a million Noras.
Anyway, Nora has a friend, very, very, very close friend, who has a drinking problem, an older woman. And Nora is a normie. She has, you know, she's got a bottle of vodka in her fridge. She's got beer for, you know, visitors or whatever. She doesn't drink very much, but it's just sitting there in the house. Her friend, who's been trying to get sober, has a couple of months, comes over, and, you know, Nora offers her, you know, lemonade or whatever. And she said, her friend said, I've actually had a really hard day. I wouldn't mind just a little sip of the chilled vodka.
Ah.
And Nora looks her in the eye and says, you know where it is. You can get it yourself. And she was a bit perturbed because she didn't know if she'd done the right thing. Her friend said, well, if you're going to be like that, and then stomped out of the apartment. She didn't know if she'd done the right thing. And I assured her that, yes, she had done the right thing. Because we can't stop them, but we don't want to enable them. You know, it's their responsibility. It's our responsibility. If we want to get loaded, it's on us, not on them. And she said, you know, that one thing that we haven't talked about a lot is, for the normies, how not to enable us. How not to, what do we see normies doing that just gets alcoholics and addicts in more trouble?
Okay.
Go.
What do you think, Mark?
I don't know. What do you think, Shelley?
Well, I think she did the right thing. You know, I mean, she's not, you know, parenting her friend and saying, no. And she's not getting it for her. You know, she made her friend responsible for her own choice. And that upset her friend, who was hoping to get approval for what she was doing, basically.
So in other words, she did exactly the right thing.
And that's what
she
I told
totally
her.
She totally did not enable.
Right. That's what I told her.
Because when we talk about what do normies do to get alcoholics in trouble, probably the number one thing
is
enabling.
There's a laundry list.
Yeah. Well, there's a laundry list, but if you think about it, how many people enable people to continue drinking and using for years and years and years? You know, parents, friends, business associates. Mm-hmm. Although usually business associates, the other person's alcoholic too.
Yeah.
How about examples of when somebody, a normie, has enabled you? If I could make a cricket noise right now, I would. But I don't know how to do it. Chip, 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 chip. I don't even know.
This is why a lot of times we briefly discuss the topic before we go on the air, so that we sort of
skipped that part, didn't we?
Yeah, so we can kind of gather up some thoughts before we go right to it.
I think that I'm trying to think of a attack besides enabling, because enabling is certainly prevalent. You know, people, my mom and dad, not even necessarily knowing it themselves, enabled me for years. Wasn't until the final act, when my mom booted me from the house, where she finally didn't enable me anymore. Yeah.
Not hiding stuff well enough so we can't steal it. Is that enabling?
You know
exactly where the liquor cabinet was.
I didn't really let anybody enable me because I tried to keep it as quiet as possible. I knew what I was doing was wrong, so.
So what? Did you have any normie friends in school when you were drinking, like roommates or anything that enabled you? Or that did things that.
Oh, my first year of college, my first binge. I had two roommates. It was a three-person apartment. One
is three's company now.
One of the gals, when I would, you know, have a really bad night or whatever, was constantly, oh, don't worry about it. We all do that. Blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, it's great. Let's just go out for a drink. No, yada, yada.
She hold your hair when you pee?
Yes. She was the codependent. As long as I was drinking, she was drinking, you know, and vice versa. And I never said no to a party that she went to. But then my other roommate, the night that I had a couple of friends over and one of them was old enough to buy, so he brought over all the booze, and I literally passed out face forward in the carpet. She left me there.
With the guy?
Well, no, I mean, she was in the apartment. She just stepped over me all night because everybody had gone home.
Oh.
She just stepped over me all night, and then the next day, and I was quite ill the next day. That was one of the rare times that it actually made me sick. And I complained about it, and she said, well, it's not my problem. So I had one that did and one that didn't.
Hmm. I had an enabler all through college, but he was a loady too, so we were co-enablers. Actually, we were co-encouragers. It wasn't even enabling. It's like, we're going to go get some shit? Yeah, let's go get some shit. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, that's what was being in agreement, not enabling.
Codependent. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that I could. I mean, obviously there were things that people did that allowed me to continue my hike.
My hike. My cross-country journey.
But did I have to do every single thing I did while I was out there in order to get here?
Of course.
So
you had to do exactly everything you did to be exactly where you are today.
Yeah. I mean, I celebrate every step of it because it's like I had to do all those things in order to get here. I had to develop my pitch.
Yeah. You know, people say, wow, what a great pitch. Yeah, I've been working on it my whole life.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the only way we can develop, that's what we're doing out there. We're developing our pitch for when we get into the rooms.
I got to remember that in my pitch sometime.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can use that if you want. I've been known to. So, you know, so, but Normie, I have a new roommate. Just moved in a week ago.
Really?
Yeah. And she's a Normie.
She?
Uh-huh.
And come and knock on our door.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for you.
And
because Mark's got two female roommates now.
No, I got one male and one female. And my girlfriend picked both of them, so.
Ew.
So I'm okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Huh?
What was that? Shelly's talking with no mic.
The girlfriend lived with you.
Yeah, she does.
Then how do you have.
And she picked both roommates.
Oh, just said, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Not exactly counting her as a roommate. I mean,
right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So she's picked both roommates because I have more rooms in the house than I needed. So,
Shelly can't wait to get more roommates.
So,
bite your tongue.
And she has. She decided the second day there, over an entire bottle of wine, to let us know her story.
Uh-oh.
My girlfriend decided to let her know our stories.
Oh,
so
jeez.
Yeah, so, you know, it's
way to break anonymity there.
Yeah,
so
well,
she's,
well, the three big books later on the house might have something to, might kind of be,
and she's,
you know.
And she's drinking in your house.
Yeah, that's fine. Which I don't care about that, but what I noticed, one of the things I noticed is when people drink, and the thing that we're not used to is how stuck on stupid they get.
My big flag is the people that are the only ones drinking. Because usually when I'm a normie, drinking is the thing I do when other people are drinking. So when I'm the only one drinking, not only do I feel way out of place, but there's probably a reason I'm drinking by myself.
Yeah, and, you know, so after the fourth time I heard the same story, I excused myself. So, and she said, Mark probably thinks I'm crazy, huh?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Glad she didn't ask me that question, so. And, but she sat down with me a couple days ago and said, how did you stop? I just stopped.
Light shines through yonder window.
Yeah. I said, now, your question probably is, how did I stay stopped? I said, because you stopped the other night when the bottle was empty. So I said, but how did I stay stopped?
Yeah, stopping's not the thing. I stopped every time I passed out.
I said, I've known you for exactly a week. And in this week, I have heard the same story 12 times. So you seem really stuck in the problem. And I guess the way I stayed stopped was to get out of the problem and get into the solution. And she looked at me like I said that in French. Because normal people don't understand where we have to get to.
Right.
To get to where we are today.
Right.
And so when somebody who's a normie says, you know, what do I do to help this person or support this person, or, you know, do I get them a drink? Do I tell them go ahead and get their own drink? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Because believe me, if I want to get loaded, there's nothing on this planet that can keep me clean and sober.
And if you want to stay,
and if I want to stay clean and sober, there's nothing on this planet that can get me loaded. So it's not, you know, and I hear a lot of people talk about, well, but you shouldn't put temptation in front of people. Put all the temptation in front of people.
Clearly states in the big book that we're not supposed to demand or expect our friends and relations to change their lives to suit us.
Some have said we must avoid movies that show drinking.
Right.
I actually got a phone call the other day, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I got a phone call the other day where someone was telling me about their new husband, and she wanted to know what she could do to help him.
Help him what?
Quit drinking.
Oh.
Now, I said, well, you know, what's the background? And she goes, well, apparently he has 7 DUIs. I'm like, wow.
How is he not in jail?
He's been to jail 17 times.
Oh, okay, never mind.
And she found all this out after they were married?
Well, apparently, I don't know. Well, because I told her the very first thing, I said, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
I go, are you kidding me? What? Why would you do that? Then one of the jails that he had been, at least one of the jails he had been in, was up north. And it's called Folsom. And I'm like, that is not a jail. That's a state penitentiary.
That's a prison.
I said, she goes, well, I think he went there for too many DUIs. I said, no, he didn't. I said, they don't send you to state pen on DUIs unless there's like vehicular manslaughter. Yeah. And she's like, well, I need to know what to do to help him get sober. And the first thing I said, well, one thing is you should probably not drink with him.
Yeah.
I said, but you know, the thing is, I told her, I said, maybe you need to, I said, probably the only thing you could do, because you really can't stop him. If he wants to, then, you know, if he wants to stop, he'll stop. Yeah. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. I said, you could threaten to leave him, but you have to back up that threat.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't work anyway.
It won't work, but you know what? It would get her out of it.
True.
Yeah.
Because they're under a year. They could be annulled anyway.
Al-Anon?
Huh?
Al-Anon?
And I didn't tell her about Al-Anon.
What's wrong with you? WTF?
Butterflies from hell.
They're not the butterflies from hell, the iron butterflies.
Yeah, Inagata Devita. Well, you know, I don't know. I told her, I said, there's nothing you can do about it. There's really not.
Yeah.
Now, what Nora did was clearly the right thing. And that's the type of thing that she needs to do. She, like, if she's going to say, you got to stop drinking or we're going to be done, I told her, I go, don't make it an idle threat.
Yep.
You know, never give them an idle threat, because if you give them an idle threat, you know, it's like you tell your kids, don't do this. If you do it again, I'm going to ground you. If you don't ground them, they're going to continue to do it, and they're going to think they've got the pass, the hall pass.
That's right.
To do that.
Yeah, we learned that the hard way, didn't we?
Yeah. We did. So, Shelly, what do you think? Miss, I've got a pot sticker in my mouth.
Well, you were talking for a while, so I figured now would be a good time to eat a dumpling.
Yeah, but we like to share on this show.
Mark, you want some of my dumpling?
No, I'm going to get some dumplings.
She's sharing.
Oh. You said. Well, we see one of the things that we see in terms of like the enabling, it's hard when the person that's coming into the program is young because their parents come along with them.
Helicopter moms.
Yes, and dads. And sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing.
It's never a good thing.
Well, I don't know. I've got one that Because when the one, the thing the, when I think it's a problem is when the parrot is too inconsistent. Okay, we're going to send you to the meetings. Oh, you drank again. We'll send you somewhere else. Oh, you drank again. We'll send you somewhere else. And then it's just they're getting bounced all over the place. There's no consistency. There's no anything. You know, but then I have one who gets a ride to meetings. They're and her mom waits for her.
Sometimes waits in the room, sometimes
in the car. But she's really consistent. You got to go to your meetings. You got to go to your meetings. You got to go to your meetings. You got to get a sponsor. You got to talk to your sponsor. And every time something happens, her first thing out of her mom's mouth is, "Did you call your sponsor?" So there's a consistency there that is working a little bit for, because, you know, she's really young.
Yeah, but so that's so similar to when the second grader comes home and mom has to hang over them to make sure they do their homework. As long as mom's going to hang over them, they don't have to be responsible for anything.
That's true. That is true.
So, you know, that's why I said it. Why do I think it's always a bad thing? Because nobody else can do this program for you.
Right.
You have to do it for yourself, and when if mom is there or dad is there or grandma is there or anything else, you're just counting days. And you might as well count backwards.
Boy, I hope not.
To the last 30 days or something, I don't know.
So.
Has that ever happened to you, Bruce?
Well, since I was involved in on the phone call, I didn't hear it.
No, we were just talking about...
Where you've got a helicopter mom that's constantly all up in the kids' grill and talking to you all the time.
Yeah, if you're a second grader and mom's reminding you to do your homework, you never take responsibility for getting your homework done without being told to.
I haven't. I'm trying to think. What, she's giving me the look.
Ooh, she is.
Who?
Wow.
Well, you know what? That thought came up, but she didn't like... Oh, well, she called a couple times. Yeah, we had a friend. We had a friend who she used to show up to meetings. Mark also sponsored this guy, and she would show up to me. And the problem with her showing up to meetings is she was a distraction. She would come to meetings sometimes dressed like she was about to go clubbing, and
or on her way to the yoga studio.
Yeah, all the guys would be staring at her during the meeting, and the problem was guys would go up to this kid and say, "Man, your mom's hot." He goes, don't tell me. He goes, "I know, my entire football team was after her." But you know, but that was a pretty short period of time, actually. I didn't get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some times in the past where I've gotten some involvement from some wives.
Yeah.
And I
or significant others.
And, yeah,
or pseudo girlfriends.
You and I both did. I was sponsoring a guy who is going out with a girl that Shelly was sponsoring.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, that ended badly.
That could only turn out well.
I would get calls from the girl, and yeah. I'm like, "You need to talk to Shelly. You need to call your sponsor, because anything that I talk to with him is privileged information, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to be telling you about it."
Yeah.
And then she would not call me.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I've escaped a lot of that.
What could go wrong here?
Well, normally I'll tell someone right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I have a friend, Greg, and his wife used to call me. And not like all the time, but mm-hmm. she would call on occasion. And I'd say, "You know, I can't really talk to you about this." Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm so friendly with her and everything, but she doesn't call about things to do with him or anything.
Right.
Well, what happened with that particular couple was, I actually believe the only reason that she said, "I'm an alcoholic too," and asked me to sponsor her, was because she thought that if she was close to me, she could keep tabs on him.
Right.
Because I was married to his sponsor.
Clearly.
Because she called me probably 3 times total, mm-hmm. took no direction whatsoever, never read the book, and disappeared like 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
And is still drinking.
Huh?
And is still drinking.
Possibly. Well, I have no idea.
It's okay. You can drink if you drink. Yeah.
So, Shelly, what would your final words on the subject be?
I don't know. If you're a normie, live your life. If something someone else is doing, whether drugs, alcohol, whatever, is disturbing you, do what's right for you. Don't worry about them. They can take care of themselves.
Not bad. Mark?
I've never seen a normie be a successful higher power.
Ooh. Wow. Now that just threw me all the shit right there. That's a good one. I'm kind of along the lines with what Shelley said. You know what? If you're normal, be normal.
Yeah.
You know, if alcoholics are involved in your life, that's a sponsee, as a matter of fact. Shit. I got to call you back. Recording. He was on the verge of drinking. It's okay.
Okay.
No, if you're a normie, be normal. You know, do your life the way you want to do it. If you think you have a friend that's an alcoholic, maybe not having them to the house more often is a better idea if you keep booze there. Mark.
Yeah.
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The Other Way Meet.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read a fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a sober living or a recovery home or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies of the 12-Step Gazette to strew about the facility.
What if I lived in another area, like Southern California?
You can get his worldwide. You can get it anywhere the 12stepgazette.com is reached via email or via the website. Or you can go to 12stepgazette.com/...
Forward slash.
Yeah, I hear
I
both.
I don't know what happens if you backslash something.
I.E. Or you just go to our site and you can go click on the link.
That's a good way to do it.
And read the 12-Step Gazette Inland Empire edition.
Awesome. Shelley. We have people that listen.
Any way that you listen to the show is
winding down right now.
I know. I'm just so done. Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sorry. Recovery101.net. Click on one of the shows. Click like or permalink. If you're a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. Thank you very much. If you're not, you have a chance to become a member. It's free.
And fun.
And fun.
You can follow us. That will get you updates when we post the show. You can. What else can they do? Holy crap. My mind just went blank. They can do all kinds of fun
comment.
Crap.
Comment.
Oh, yes. Comment, leave topics, playlist. Suggestions.
Yeah, playlist.
And put us on their playlist.
You can follow
playlist.
Every damn time you come from the main page. You just go over to the right and scroll down a little where it says become a follower, and you can become one.
Just don't click like on too many shows in a day, or they're going to flag your account.
Yeah, like us. Don't like us too much.
Yeah.
Just like us a little bit.
It's like liking us on Facebook is good, but it doesn't help the numbers on Podomatic. So if you could go to recovery101.net, you can join super easy. If you are on Facebook, super easy by just clicking log in with my Facebook. And if you're logged into Facebook, it will hook you in Tootsuite, and they don't send you stuff. It has a disclaimer that says we can send you stuff if we want to. The only thing that you'll ever get is a show update, as far as I can tell.
Yep.
If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, as about 5,000 other people have so far. If you would care to remain anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group, and that you need to ask to join. And if you ask, ye shall receive. If you spam, ye shall receive the slipper of death from Shelley or one of the other page admins.
Once you're on Facebook, haven't you about blown off your anonymity?
Yeah, I always find that. We should talk about that sometime,
yes,
actually.
Sort of.
That should be a topic.
Depends on what you
sometime.
Do and where you go on Facebook.
Yeah, you know what? You go on Facebook, there's 12 million pages with just NAAA crap all over them.
Yeah. Yeah, like the time when I came back from the CA barbecue, and you go, wow, did you have a good time at the barbecue? There are pictures all over the place.
Yeah, there's pictures of you at the barbecue.
Yeah.
If you want to email us, send us show topic suggestions, you want to record a jingle and send it to us, you can do it at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't.
All right.
Everybody,
awesome.
Try and leave it better than you can found it and be the example.
And we're condout.
And take care of you.